You were waiting for me to do that? No, 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 go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. Item number two on the agenda is our Pledge of Allegiance. Chief Interim City Manager Peabody, if you'd do the honors.
I'd be happy. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. Item number three, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Finnegan.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Wilkham.
Here.
Vice Mayor Yoder.
Here.
Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Natalie. Item number five, public comment, written commu-, I'm sorry. Item number three, presentations and proclamations. There are none scheduled this evening. Item number five, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. And public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Any members of the public have any public comment? Any comment on any items not on the agenda tonight? Good evening.
Hello, my name is Nayeli, and I'm with Students Working Against Tobacco. I would like to briefly report on some exciting news. Last Wednesday, Governor Jerry Brown signed 5 tobacco control bills into law as part of the governor's special legislative session. California now joins Hawaii and other places like San Francisco that have bumped the tobacco buying age to 21 in an effort to block young people's route to obtaining tobacco. The 5 new tobacco controls laws include AB 7, which closes the loopholes in smoke-free workplace laws, including hotel lobbies, small businesses, and break rooms. AB 9, which requires all schools to be tobacco-free. AB 11, which establishes an annual Board of Equalization tobacco licensing fee program. SB 5, which adds e-cigarettes to the existing tobacco products definition. And SB 7, which increases the age of sale for tobacco products to be 21. The implementation date for the age of 21 is June 9th. The California Tobacco Control Program is working on materials and downloadable signage. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the information. Any other members of the public have any public comment tonight? Anything? Nothing? Nothing further? Okay. Thank you. Item number six, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council, item 6A, approve the general checking, payroll checks, and payroll direct deposit registers. Item 6B, approve the minutes of the Willow City Council meeting held on March 22, 2016. And item 6C, approve the City of Willow's Treasurer's Report, schedule of cash and investments as of March 31, 2016. Pleasure of the council.
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Vice Mayor has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Councilmember Williams has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number seven, public hearings. Item 7A, conduct a public hearing to allow an opportunity to receive input on unmet transit needs in Glynn County. No formal council action is required upon the conclusion of the public hearing. Mr. Thomas, good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. This is our annual opportunity, or our annual effort, let me put it that way, to give the public an opportunity to give input on unmet transit needs for the county. And we appreciate the opportunity to be able to use your regular council meeting as a forum to be able to allow that to happen. Just as a reminder, we do receive, the Transportation Commission receives funds through the Transportation Development Act. And those funds are to be used for transit purposes. Unless there are none identified, then those funds could then be dedicated for other purposes. For that reason, we have these hearings held annually to make sure that we are addressing those needs, and that if a need does come up where we could address funding in another area for transportation, that we could do that. An unmet need exists when there's a physical obstacle between the individual and necessary destination, so either for employment, education, medical care, or shopping for the necessities of life. And those are some of the things that that we try to provide in terms of our transit service. I provided a lot of other information that I won't bore you with, but I just let you know that we, you know, because of the gas prices, we are seeing some low numbers in our ridership. It's sort of a double-edged sword. It helps us out with operations because our operations costs are not as high, but on the flip side, it's it does diminish the revenue that's received through fare revenue, which is an unfortunate thing. We are looking at, actually, we are expecting to receive two new buses in August. These buses will be a little bit, they'll be the same size, but the seating capacity will be slightly smaller because we've increased the comfort of the seats for the passengers, so they'll be a little more comfortable for a longer trip. One of the things we've learned with the buses that we currently have. The other is that we are installing charging stations along the side of the bus so that people can charge their phones or their mobile devices. We will eventually look into Wi-Fi potential for the buses and being allowing people to use that, allowing them to, one, be productive on their way back, whether it's for work or for school. We just need to make sure that we understand the long-term costs of maintaining that. Installation will be relatively simple, and the equipment will be pretty nominal, but we will make sure that long-term we are able to sustain that. So we're looking at that. Some other things, and I know Council Member Domenichini is going to ask me about the stop at Butte and Sycamore, and I am working on that. I have actually been in discussions with the Rotary Club. They came to me and offered to some help in that regard, and their help, they would prefer to be those that construct the actual shelter. So I didn't exactly know how to approach that. I think I have a mechanism that I can use so that legally everybody's okay, and I just need a little help from my engineering folks over at the county to lay out the site a little bit, and then I think I can get some bids from existing manufacturers of shelters that will be able to give me a custom design that then they can just send over in pieces, and then they can construct and install, and hopefully that, you know, the other side of that will be making sure we're compliant with all the ADA things that need to go on with that as well. So that's one other thing. But and I guess I should say in parentheses, along with that, Rotary is also interested in approaching Walmart and adding another shelter out there to that facility in a better location right now. We're kind of going at it ad hoc and finding the best way to fit in there. But we have some ideas there as well that we will pursue once we get that put together. So we're right now, most of our focus is concentrating on increasing the comfort and usability of the service so that folks will want to use it and they'll feel comfortable doing so. Maybe on the long-term horizon, one exciting thing is that Shasta County has applied for a grant to do a long-term service down to Sacramento from Redding, and they needed stops along the way. And so Orland actually makes the most sense in terms of how we operate, and we've actually looked at that, but it would mean that there would be an opportunity for folks from Willows to be able to get to Redding and or points further south should that service come to being. Right now they've applied for a grant that would provide them funding to do a business plan to make sure it'd actually pencil out, and then also because it comes from or is derived from funding that goes along with the cap and trade funding, it has to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So it'll be kind of an interesting project because it'll involve electric buses for the long haul service. So but we have offered as a transit service to be able to provide service to Chico and bring people from Chico to an area where we could connect and allow people to use that service. Right now it's slated for 3 times a day. Again, that's kind of out in the future, but it was a need that's been, I guess, kind of the bane of the executive director's existence up in that area. And so and with Amtrak and Greyhound service, what it is, there's not very much opportunity for folks to be able to get out aside from having their own vehicle. So just some things that are going on that I wanted to make you aware of that we are doing. So as I said, we're here to allow public input on transit needs in the community. So I'll take any questions if you
Thank you for the information, Marty. Thank you very much. And Just for the record, could you state your title, please?
Sure. I'm sorry. Marty Thomas, Principal Planner with the Glenn Transit Service, and also representing the Transportation Commission.
Okay, Marty. Thank you very much. Members of the council, you have any questions before we open the public hearing on the AMED Transit needs tonight?
No, sir.
No.
Anything?
I don't.
Anything from...
Just note, Marty cut me off at the knees there at the bus stop. But no, I'm glad to see progress on that. Glenn County Transit, that's a very important service for a lot of people in the county. And I like the idea that maybe a possibility from Reading to Sacramento, because when I served on the Transportation Commission, there was talk maybe a Corning connection to work in with us. So I'm glad to hear that, yeah.
Absolutely. It is a very heavily used service also. And I'd just like to take the opportunity to say Marty does a fantastic job. He juggles several different hats involving the Regional Transit Committee and the Glenn County Transportation Commission and other duties. And good work, Marty. You're on top of it. And he's a busy guy down there.
And I like the idea of being able to charge your cell phone on the bus. I think that will be a draw. You'll show the airlines how to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Larry, thank you. Any questions before we open the public hearing? Anything further? Okay. All right. At this time, it is 7:11 p.m., and we'll open the public hearing in reference to the unmet transit needs. Any members of the public wishing to speak, please approach the microphone. Mr. Ross, good evening.
Good evening. Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, speaking as a citizen of Willows. If Marty is an officer comparison for a transit system, and I'm kind of an enlisted man riding the bus so much, so I think sometimes I see some things a little more closer to the ground, if you will. Unmet transit needs some interpret. By the way, I'd like to say I think Glenn, the whole 18 years this year of Glenn Transit and Glenn Ride and volunteer medical and everything else has been superior. I want to congratulate everyone who's ever sat through the RTC-GTC meetings, and I want to congratulate you on a superior job, and also the bus drivers and Gloria and everyone, just superior.
Oh, thank you.
So moving on to my short agenda here, number one, there are two flags, one I encountered today. There used to be flags there, meaning the metal pole that says Glen Ride, but they're gone, and I'm an advocate of there being no informal stops. My feeling is that if it's a stop, it should have a flag. The one that's gone is the one across from GCID going outbound on the Glen Ride on Laurel Street. There's another one at Walgreens in Chico, which is also vague on Nord Avenue. And to have it be a informal stop is great, but it doesn't work for me and the people I represent, as it were. Number two, the element of fun. While I fully support the medical and shopping trip greatness of Glen Ride and its various small buses, there's an element of unmet transit needs in the sense of, I've noticed a lot of the place where I live, John F. Kennedy Elderly Apartments, there's an undercurrent, in my opinion, of disconsolacy there at times that I think could be cured by a four times a year trip, even if it were paid, you know, that if there wasn't enough people, then it wouldn't run, so as they could see some of their own amenities, such as the Sacramento National Wildlife Center, and I don't have to delineate, you know, it doesn't have to be a casino thing, but I mean, I don't think some of the people I live with even know that there are amenities within short range. I'm looking over a 15-year rollout of that, and then briefly, which I know you always appreciate. One of the biggest time wasters, speaking in terms of an unmet transit need in a broader sense, is a tremendous amount of time is wasted on people fumbling with change. And I'd like to advocate a 15-year to 20-year program of the development of some kind of thing lower than a $50 a month bus pass, even an inter-system thing where for $15 people, the number of film footage in my head of people dropping coins to the floor just seems antiquated. So I'd like to advocate that. And then finally, There was one other thing, the Corning connection was mentioned, and I can remember myself standing up here and ballyhooing that in the same sense of, you know, people would like to go to the casinos and to the new doctor's offices that are associated with the casino. But I'm kind of backing off of that in terms of, not only do I have flights of fancy that are unuseful, but what I'd like to advocate in general is that when you lay out a big blanket and say, we're going to do this generalized thing, provide this particular service, if there were like a Corning connection, it was just like two times a month, there are people, me included, who would like to see a doctor up there who used to be with Glenn Medical Center. I may be an extreme case, but I don't think I'm as extreme as it appears. And that's pretty much my remarks, and thank you.
Okay, Doug.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment in reference to this public hearing? Anything further? Anything? Okay. Thank you very much. It's now 7:16. We'll close the public hearing at this time. Okay, this doesn't require any action on the council. It's just a public hearing on the unmet transit needs. Mr. Dominguez.
One thing, Marty, food for thought for staff, looking at maybe the universality of if there's a bus pass card, if it works on Glenn Transit, it'll work over in Butte County, or maybe for the, if Shasta County comes down through town, you know, a person could just use the same card or whatever.
Yes, and that's a very good point. We have fare boxes that are capable of that, and not necessarily with the Shasta service, but with Butte County's Beeline service. I don't know what the intricacies are of how, when someone gets on, throws their card in, how that would work. But we are looking at the possibility of using what they call as a poly card. So it's not quite a credit card rigidity, but still better than paper, and it won't jam up your system. We actually tried to use these real flimsy kind of paper ones for a while, and it kept jamming up the boxes. And so I thought every time they'd come off a trip, I'd have a bus, you know, going and seeing somebody so they could pick the thing out of it. So yeah, we're looking at those because yeah, like with the passes, even being able to purchase what they call a period pass, so something that may be good for like 10 rides or good for a week or something like that. So those are in the realm of possibility, and we just need to get them purchased really in that sense, figure out what would work best. But yeah, well, monthly passes, yeah. And the universality of having the fare is one thing that's been on our mind for a while. Didn't quite go as those that were before me had envisioned when we were trying to get it with Beeline, but I think we're in a better position now to maybe work with them a little bit better on that. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Anything further? Councilman? Okay. Thanks, Marty. Moving on to item number 8, ordinances. Item 8A, second reading by title only and adoption of an ordinance regulating smoking and secondhand smoke in the city of Willows. Item 8A1, consider by motion passage of the second reading by title only of the ordinance next in line. And item 8A2, consider by motion that an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Title 8, Chapter 8.25 of the Willows Municipal Code to regulate smoking and secondhand smoke be adopted. So moving back to item 8A1, pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Mr. Dominguez has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
A second.
Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Dominguez.
Aye.
Councilmember Mello.
Aye.
Councilmember Williams.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder.
Aye.
Mayor Nelson.
Aye. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 8A2, pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Title 8, Chapter 8.25 of the Willows Municipal Code to regulate smoking and secondhand smoke be adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Dominguez. Mr. Dominguez has moved to approve the ordinance as presented. Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. This will also be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Dominguez.
Aye.
Councilmember Mello.
Aye.
Councilmember Williams.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder.
Aye.
Mayor Hanson.
Aye. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item passes unanimously. Item number 9, items introduced by the City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Anything from Council? Discussion purposes tonight?
Nothing.
Larry?
Two things. Staff is going to love me when I'm done with this. SGMA, Sustainable Groundwater Management Act that the state enacted year before last. You know, any agency that has land use or water authority is eligible to participate in that, and since the city has land use authority, we're eligible. I don't want to, I'm not going to volunteer to be a council member to be part of observing the process. The county's looking at getting a countywide, some kind of countywide groundwater sustainability agency up and running, and then it has to get a groundwater sustainability plan by 2022. And Willows has the option of participating. I would think that we would, at the least, we would want Cal Water to be involved with the process, but because they're a water purveyor, they don't have land use or water authority, they're not eligible to have a seat at the table. So I would imagine we, at the least, we'd want to make sure Cal Water has a seat at the table for this whole issue. But I was wondering if it's possible, rather than, we have a lot of discussions trying to bring the council up to speed on this issue, we just task staff with keeping track of it and report out as necessary. Long story short, pass it off to staff to make sure. I imagine they already are, but task them with keeping an eye on it.
Sure. Okay, Larry.
That's, you know, for discussion. Then the other thing I had is a, Marty touched on ADA compliance. I know time and again businesses in Willows are hit with lawsuits, et cetera, for ADA compliance. I'm just wondering if we could help the Chamber of Commerce perhaps help their members or business owners in the city be aware of their requirements. I don't know what's going on. That's a really complex issue, liability involved. I'm looking at maybe just informally helping the Chamber help their members come to grip with that. I don't know how we get there. It's tough, but it's an issue that adversely impacts citizens of Willows and business owners. I know there's resistance among business owners to be in ADA compliance because it is expensive. But at least having, helping a third party help them informally. That's what I got to say.
Okay.
You know, it's helping our citizens. So those two items I got for this. I'm not asking for any action. I'm just saying maybe informally, you know, keep an eye on it.
Well, as usual, our building official is always available for questions at the counter.
He's very good, yeah. And maybe
that probably would be, you know,
a good route.
Avenue that we'd want to head down here.
Okay, yeah.
It's be very slippery to
No, not to give any professional advice or anything. I know Clay's very, very knowledgeable.
I think if there's a business owner or business that needs advice, I think that would be the route to go. The counter, come to the counter and ask for Mr. Dolly and give some advice for him.
Yeah, because I've done that personally for a ramp. Yeah, mm-hmm. Find out what the specifications are. So okay, yeah, and he will be made aware that he's ready to answer questions.
We will advise him.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have,
okay,
Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Anything further, gentlemen?
No, not under that one, no.
Okay. All right. Staff? Wayne?
Nothing from staff.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Item number 10, new business. It is recommended that the council, item 10A, consider sponsorship of a movie in the park night at Sycamore Park City Pool for the Glynn County Friday Night Live Summer in the Park program. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. This evening, we get to have the Friday night crew come up and talk to you a little bit about their summer movie in the park. And this year they are expanding it and they would like to sponsor the pool or have the pool sponsored for one evening and also go into the park for the movie afterwards. I think this is a great opportunity for the city to be able to reach out to the community, get to showcase our pool, and get to showcase our city park, which will be Sycamore Park. We know that the flyer says Central Park, but it is Sycamore Park. So the sponsorship of the pool is $350 plus the park permit of $30. That's what we'd be asking from the council for this evening.
Okay, very good, Wayne. Thank you. Is anybody here in the audience tonight that'd like to speak on this matter? Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name's Kristen Cushman.
I'm Sean.
I'm Sally.
I'm Val.
I'm June.
Hi.
And we are proud to announce that the Glen County Office of Education's Friday Night Live program is once again putting on summer movies in the park in Willows, Orland, and now in Hamilton City. These free community events will be June 11th, the 25th, July 9th, the 23rd, August 6th, 13th, and 20th, and I do have more of an updated flyer to give you that with the park change. However, it is still under construction. We will have the final product very soon, but this is just a sample to show you what we have so far.
So in the summer 2014, the Glen County Office of Education Friday Night Lives program started this free community event to give kids in the community something to do. These movies were a really big hit, so we continue summer movies in the park in the summer 2015, and had over 200 children and adults attend each movie event. These are some pictures of what the movies in the park look like.
Very good.
By popular demand, Friday Night Live program will put on its third annual 2016 Movies in the Park. Community events like this in the summer are going to go bigger and better this year.
With more advertisement of these events and free activities leading up to the movies showing, we anticipate exponential growth in attendance. In both Orland and Willows, there will be free pool parties from 6 to 8 p.m. and from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. We are inviting food vendors, organizations to take advantage of this opportunity to feed the people before the movie starts in the parks.
So this year, we have moved our event to Sycamore or Walking Park in Willows to be closer to the pool. We would like to know if the City of Willows would like to sponsor one of our free pool parties at Willows City Pool prior to summer movies in the park movie.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the presentation. Thank you very much. Okay, gentlemen.
Well, we still get Star Wars, so I'm in favor of it.
I see that. I was looking at the list.
I wanted Sandlot, and they wouldn't give it to us.
Staff would prefer if next year we have the opportunity to have Sandlot and Willis.
Yes.
Pretty pleased.
Didn't know you're going to have such controversy generated from this proposal, huh? No, this is a great idea. I'm in favor of it. I can just see the kids taking their swim noodles and doing lightsaber action out in the park beforehand. Probably have to make the police department aware of what's going on out there. It's not gang activity.
We'll have a public safety announcement.
Yeah. But I like this idea. I think it's great. Friday Night Live is doing this, all the work they've done, Mr. Mayor. I'm strongly in favor of this.
Sure.
Yeah, this is great.
Yep. Okay. I already circled Kung Fu Panda. So.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Pleasure of the council on this matter.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the City of Willows sponsor a movie in the park night at Sycamore Park, City Pool, July 23rd, 2016, for the Glen County Friday Night Live Summer in the Park program.
Mr. Mello has moved to approve the item as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that, please.
Okay, we had a fight over that. Mr. Williams, you won that one?
I was busy looking at the dang.
Mr. Williams is seconded. Further discussion? Yeah, this is, as Mr. DeBeating said, this is just a great event production you're putting on. So thank you for doing it, and very nice presentation, and keep up the good work. And it looks like you're shortly going to be well on your way to enjoying July 23rd. We're going to be enjoying Star Wars. So anyway, okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries unanimously. I didn't think there would be opposition to that. So congratulations. You got it. So we're happy to help out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number 10B, consider adoption of certain resolutions whereby the establishment and maintenance of security counts have been authorized. Mr. Salisbury, Finance Director, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. I'm rather bummed that my item's not nearly as much fun as movie nights in the park, so
Your items never are, Tim.
That's a good point right there, so
That's why theirs went first. Keep us excited for a minute.
Well, then, if you could sleep your way to a yes vote on this, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
This is a maintenance item, folks. We've had an account with Stiefel Nicholas, and prior to that, their predecessor firm, Pfeiffer Jaffray, since 2005. In the mechanics of switching over the wiring of interest income from Bank of America to Umpqua Bank, their back file or their back office department noted there was never an original resolution maintaining the account. So what you have in front of you this evening is a kind of convoluted effort to get that resolution into account. I would ask that when you make the motion, rather than under the how it's written under the recommendation, our esteemed city clerk helped me out and wrote a resolution title and a resolution body that made more sense. So when you go to make the motion, I would ask that you read the resolution as the title on the resolution itself. And with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. Any questions, comments for our finance director on this item? Larry?
Tim, did you say we can read the resolution by title only, or we have to do the whole resolution?
No, read it by title only.
Okay. Just want to make clear on that.
Or we can go resolution next in line.
That wouldn't be a bad call either.
Okay. All right. Anything further from the council before we move forward? Okay. Pleasure of the council in reference to this resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the
thought Larry was hitting that way since he asked the question.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows authorizing the utilization of Stiefel Nicholas for brokerage services in the investment of debt securities and certificates of deposit for the City of Willows be adopted.
Mr. Dominguez has moved that the resolution be adopted as presented, and Vice Mayor Yoder, am I correct? Seconded the motion. Further discussion? This also will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Aye. Carries unanimously. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, please, before you, each of you, before you leave this evening, in the interest of time and expediency, if you notice that there is a spot for each of you to sign in the attachment to the corporate resolution on this. So the mayor has the attachment to the corporate resolution table. If before you leave this evening, you would sign where indicated, it would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Mr. Salisbury, and I do have that with me. So, okay. Thank you, Tim.
Glad that we waited like as long as we did to ensure that we were comfortable with this project, this program, and this, you know, thing. I mean, 11 years, I mean, that's, you know, we just want to work into it slowly.
That works. I was afraid if I had to chase you down to sign it, I
it might be 12 years.
It'd be another year after this.
Okay, moving on to item number 10C, discuss and by consensus advise staff regarding submission to the County Board of Supervisors, a letter in support of the KVB project. Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, on March 29th, the Glynn County Board of Supervisors held an appeal hearing regarding the County Planning Commission certification approval of the environmental impact report of the KVB Inc. project. The board upheld the appeal, putting forward the group concerned citizens of Glynn County and overturning the County Planning Commission's certification approval. Before you tonight is a letter urging the Board of Supervisors to rethink the decision on the EIR. We believe staff and Mayor Hansen, this is a good project for this community and this county, and we sure hate to see it leave out of the area or go away completely. So there is an attached letter that to consider or modify as needed. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chief. And before we move forward, I completely wholeheartedly agree with submitting this letter to the Board of Supervisors. I've been involved in following this the KVB project as it's progressed, and I was extremely disappointed with the 3-2 vote the Board of Supervisors made in my opinion, two of our supervisors, Supervisor Foltz and Supervisor Corum, got it right and voted correctly, but the vote's been taken. You've probably read some stories in the paper about some other alternatives that have been discussed in reference to this project. We won't go any further at that. But there's been a draft letter submitted, been involved with working with staff in creating this letter, and staff has finalized this draft letter, and it's presented here for your comments, and we'll go from there. So if anybody has any questions, comments in reference to this letter, so Mr. Mello.
As I said at the last city council meeting, I am in favor of this project, and I was also disappointed too of the vote. I've been following this from the different committees I have been on over the last 2 years. This is the future with all the landfills filling up. This is it. It's now, because it's going to eventually happen anyways. And I would sure hate to see it move out and shipping waste to a different county. That's just a temporary fix. So I am in favor of this project.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mill. Any further comments?
No, I agree with the letter and the project. You're right in your comments on the voting process and the decisions made at a higher level than us. So I think this letter is appropriate and the way it's written and we should present it.
Thank you, Jim. Jeff?
I also am in support of the KVB project. I believe the City of Orland also sent a letter to the Board of Supervisors very similar to ours. So I'm in all favor for directing staff to forward this.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Williams.
Just got one more thing. One
Mr.
thing
Miller.
Neat about this project is the gas that's produced, and you know that the vehicles use that gas that's produced from the waste to fuel the vehicles, to fuel the dump trucks,
yeah.
Stuff like that, and that's pretty neat. So everything is getting recycled, so it's the waste to energy. It's an awesome project.
Yeah, LPG gas, yeah. Larry?
Personally, I'm in favor. We're doing this by consensus, so it's not going to make a big impact, but I haven't finished my homework on it, so I'm just going to stay neutral. For the purposes of this letter, I've gone through the comment letters, but I have not slogged through the EIR and the supervisor's comments. Basically, I haven't done my homework yet, so I'm going to abstain from
okay.
this, more
okay.
or less.
Okay.
But it's by consensus, so yeah.
Okay.
It's
right.
a good project. Personally, I'm in favor of it. You know, yeah, we could spend a long time recapping the issue, but
sure.
I really don't see it going anywhere but on the Baker property. Because that's what they own.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the issues brought up are all mitigatable, whether it's water quality, air quality, traffic.
Right.
You know, so I'm pretty much along the lines of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Just I haven't finished my homework
sure,
yet.
Sure. I understand, Larry. No, thank you. No, all concerns and issues have been mitigated in the EIR. But it is
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Yeah.
Where were we? The vote was taken, and it was 3-2. But anyway, so, okay, all right. Consensus of the council is to submit the letter as presented to the Board of Supervisors?
Yes.
Okay, majority consensus of the council. So
very well.
Okay.
We will have one ready
right.
for your signature in the morning.
Okay, very good. Very good, Wayne. Nice job in the letter. So, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Item number 10D, appoint a subcommittee comprised of two members of the council to review applications and or conduct interviews and recommend appointments to the Library Board of Trustees at the June 28, 2016 meeting. Mr. Peabody.
So it appears that we have three members that are going to be coming up, and we need to re-interview to fill some spots. So if we could have two members from the council. To review, it appears that we will be doing June 13th and 17th. Applications will be out and council to hold interviews, entire council to come back with a recommendation on the 28th meeting.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Wayne, thank you. Larry?
Who was on the last subcommittee?
Larry.
Wasn't me.
No.
Am I thinking maybe. Personally, I think the subcommittee in place for prior interviews would work very well.
This sounds really good.
I think so. What do you think, Mr. Mayor? Yeah.
I agree with that. Mr.
Vice Marty's here. He can back the bus over him a couple times for us. Yeah. Who was on the committee last time?
I'm in favor.
Obviously, it's not the three of us.
I think it was the two outsides.
Jeff, you haven't done one yet, right?
No, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Was it a previous council then?
What's that?
Yeah. I thought we had a subcommittee on this council. Okay, must have been a previous council.
2 years ago, probably, yeah.
Okay. So.
I'm sure, yeah.
So anyway, it looks like, are there any volunteers other than Mr. Mello and Mr. Williams that would like to be in the subcommittee?
I need a volunteer. I was just pointing at him.
Well, and there's only two people available, so since they already volunteered, who are we to stand in the way of progress?
I can hear the
railroad?
I can hear the train.
No, you are the mayor. You could just
would,
say.
Mr. Mello and Mr. Williams, do you have any interest in being on the subcommittee?
I would be happy to.
Mr. Williams would be happy.
Sure.
Oh, Ms. Howe, very good. That's what we like to hear. Okay, we have a subcommittee, gentlemen.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
There was a hand raised back here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. They did, you said 2 years ago, they actually did quite so, just recently.
For you, yeah.
I filled out the Inspire term.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, that was me and Larry.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So you're just trying to get a.
That's what.
You just couldn't remember. You just couldn't remember
think,
a couple of months
that's
ago.
I think Larry had volunteered the last committee.
I didn't remember doing it, though. I did. It was there, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Consensus of the council work on this, or would you like a motion? Consensus? Okay. Mr. Mello, Mr. Williams, thank you very much for your commitment. Larry.
Mr. Mayor, I just want the public to realize that it's good natured. It's an honor to be able to interview those applicants, and we're really not throwing anybody under the bus, but once in a while we like to have fun with committee appointments. So it's one of the little perks we have of being up here.
Since we have a lot of young folks in the audience tonight, this is one of the few ways we get to have fun anymore up here in a public setting. So it probably doesn't look like much fun, but it is sort of fun. But now the members of the council serve on a host of different committees and subcommittees, and this is one that occasionally comes up, and it's a pleasure to serve on it. So thank you for pointing it out, Larry. So it's all in good humor. So thank you, Larry and Jeff, for volunteering, sort of. Item 10E, establish a date and time for a special meeting during the week of May 30th for presentation of the 2016-2017 and 2017-2018 proposed budget. Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. What we'd like to do is schedule budget hearings again for the week of May 30th, with the preference of Wednesday, June 1st or Thursday, June 2nd. Our concerns about going much later is the following week is the last week of school, and so we'll be running into graduations and other various issues. So again, even though the week of May 30th is a short week, with Memorial Day being at the beginning of the week, Wednesday or Thursday of that week would be preferred. And with that, I'll turn it over to you to make a decision.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. And Wednesday or Thursday, June 1st or June 2nd? Sorry.
On Thursday, June 2nd, Willows High School has a spring concert at 6, so I don't know if there's anybody that was wanting to attend that.
What time are we looking at?
Mr. Williams, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but, you know, we're always more than happy to do this during the day, sir.
That's what I was saying. Do we have a time preference? I mean, last time I think we did it in
staff,
the evening.
We did in the evening.
We understand the desire to have it in the evening. Right. Staff maintains their preference to do it during the daytime. Again, it is going to be up to the five of you.
Well, I don't remember that on the last time that we did it, that we did it in the evening, that we had any more participation than we would have if
we had done it during the day.
We did not, no.
So
I would still prefer to have it in the evening. I mean, it gives the citizens the opportunity to come and listen, and if they decide not to show up, I would like, my preference would be Wednesday at 6 or 6:30, 7, whatever. But I would, prefer to have it in the evening so that the citizens that work, have the opportunity to come and listen.
Okay, Jeff, thanks.
Just my 2 cents.
Thanks. And Jeff, you're preferring evening. Jim, you're preferring daytime. Larry?
I have no preference.
Yeah, I don't really have it. I don't have a preference per se. I was just thinking that with staff and juggling the scheduling and stuff like that, it'd be more of an inconvenience of
you guys trying to busy a full day and then having to come at night when there's, when there was the same amount of participation, whether it was during the day or in the evening. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't, it isn't a preference of mine of either way, but you know, whatever we can do to facilitate it's fine with me.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
I don't have
Mr.
preference. Mellis? No preference.
Mr.
I'd probably say split the difference and just try it one more time in the evening this year, and then next year maybe go back to the day. Mm. You know, that way, at least for a couple times, we've given the public an opportunity to do it. But, you know, if it's daytime, that's fine. If it's daytime, I'm going to want donuts. I'll just let you know that right off the bat. So.
The New York City manager pointed out Wednesday the 1st at 1. I would probably lean towards sandwiches rather than donuts. So I don't know if you'll have to explain whether it's ever too late to have a donut. That's all in the conversation.
Well, I was... Yeah, Larry, along those lines, okay. I was recommending maybe splitting the difference this time, and we had an evening meeting last time with basically the same public participation. Maybe we can go for a daytime meeting this time and you know, just do it every other, basically,
as
we move on through these different, you know, these occasional budget meetings that we have.
Just alternate?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Sure. And I would suggest this time go for, now, Wednesday the 1st, is everybody... Does Wednesday the 1st work?
Well, actually, if we want to have it, if we're going to do it in the daytime, then, you know, we could even do it on Thursday. I was just thinking of people that, if we was going to do it in the evening, so, mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any preference then at that point.
I prefer the 1st.
Wednesday?
Yeah, because I'll be involved with the high school concert, so I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Wednesday would be better for me than a Thursday.
Okay. All right. Larry, are you good with Wednesday?
Fine.
Wednesday? Jeff?
Yeah, that's
Wednesday
fine.
The 1st? At 1 p.m.? Wednesday the 1st at 1 p.m. We have agreement
sounds
on
good.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wednesday the 1st, 1
okay, staff, p.m. Wednesday the 1st at 1 p.m. Okay. All right. And you'll put a, obviously we'll have an agenda item or agenda forthcoming on that matter.
Yes, sir.
So, okay. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Okay. It will be Wednesday, June 1st at 1 p.m. here in the council chambers. Okay. And I'm glad to see the two-year budget plan as submitted there on the line. So, okay. All right, very good. Moving on to item number 11, council member reports. Who would like to start? Larry,
I don't have any reports, but I have a comment for the Glen Rides. I take that all the time with my family. Matter of fact, last weekend we were going to jump on the bus and go to the North Valley Mall and watch a movie and go eat and come back. It's fun and it's comfortable, so I like to see what it's going to be like with all the improvements, because a couple of times we took a bunch of teenagers and they loved the ride going. Hey, Val, did you ever go with us?
No.
No? Okay. But we took a bunch of teenagers and they loved it. They had a really good time on the bus going all the way to North Valley Plaza and back. It was comfortable and everything. That's all the comments I have.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Mr. Dominguez,
anything? Nothing. I'll have a library board later this week. Well, I guess I do have one thing to add. LAFCO meeting yesterday, budget staying the same, so the city contribution for LAFCO will remain as last year. And next month we'll have a public hearing on the PROS Glynn County Groundwater Management District on the Hamilton City Board Bend area. Okay. That's about all I got.
Okay, very good. Very good, Larry. Thank you. Mr. Yoder, anything?
Oh, I was just checking with, we were talking about Lamb Derby. That was fun, even though the weather was a little inclement there. We had a good time. It's probably not a good thing to give me a golf cart. I don't know if I stayed with the parade route the way it was designed.
Not really.
But it was interesting. My daughter even said, "Why'd they give you a golf cart?" I said, "I have no idea." You know, it was fun to go around in circles and make people wave at me like four or five times until they got upset and they just turned their backs on me. But that's my voting constituent. So, you know, I mean, hey, that was fun. We had a good time. So, and then for some reason I made the fatal error of hanging around by the beer booth. Not that I drink, but there's a dunk tank there. And I made the mistake of telling them if they came up with $100 that I would get into the dunk tank. Well, I didn't realize it was 12 throws per $10. I got dunked about 50 times. I was like a drowned rat. And but it was fun. It raised $100 for the youth football, and
I didn't catch a cold, so I'm okay. But it was a fun lamb derby. It really was.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it. Yeah. Jeff?
Okay. Actually, April 20th, I attended a swearing-in ceremony for our newest planning commissioner, Walter Michaels. Welcome to Willows. And on the 21st, I attended the Regional Transit Commission meeting and the Glenn County Transportation meeting. But Marty pretty much took all the wind out of my sails on that.
Yeah.
Wait. Jeff's reporting, not Gary. But thanks very much.
But,
because our esteemed mayor would have gone ahead with his report anyway.
One other thing.
I have one ready. Okay. I'm sorry.
Marty, is will we have ideas on bids on the bus barns maybe at the next meeting?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I really hope so. We're trying to narrow down grading utility portion of it. We've got the design pretty much so down. I hope so. So we don't have a meeting in May. Well.
Right. Yeah, that was canceled. Okay.
So, yeah, I hope so. Really, really want.
So I was going to mention the North State Express, but, you know, Marty did that as well. I guess Rick Beal was appointed to the Glenn County Transit Commission by the Board of Supervisors. Let's see here. I attended on April 23rd, the City Service Award barbecue with most of the employees, Mayor Hansen, and our interim city manager put that on. It was a good time. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, Wayne put that on. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Wayne did it.
Yeah, Wayne did.
And you took the credit? Did I say that out loud?
On the same day, I attended the Artois Fire Department Steak and Oyster Feed. Always good. Good time. On April 26th, I attended the Farm Bureau at the Carrier Borges Family Farm. We took a tour of the English Walnut Processing Plant, and we had a dinner. The mayor, Councilmember Domenighini was there, interim city manager Wayne Peabody, several of the Orland City Council men were there, along with a couple of the Board of Supervisors. And so it was actually very, very interesting. I didn't realize that their plant was that large, and it's very sophisticated. On May 5th, I attended a town hall meeting on underage drinking. Mm-hmm. And the problems with peer pressure to drink and the consequences of their drinking. Our police officer Alves attended along with District Attorney Stewart and the kids. We even had a couple kids from Orland attended, which was kind of nice to see. And they made posters of different ideas on the underage drinking, which was pretty nice. Also attended the Lamb Derby Parade with Mayor Hansen and Vice Mayor Yoder. Mr. Yoder's grandson and daughter rode with him, and my grandson and my son-in-law rode with me. I wanted to give a shout out to the John Deere dealership and the Kubota dealership for loaning us a couple RTVs so that we didn't have to walk or ride in the golf carts. Because mine, by the way, had
a
roof.
Golf cart to me.
Yeah. Well, I offered. But other than that, Mr. Mayor, I'm done.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
I know Tim was worrying I was going to get just like Gary.
Get.
But we did
not
have.
Get. Almost. Getting close. Okay. Jeff highlighted, he mentioned several of the different functions that I was at, and also Larry attended, for example, the Farm Bureau event. That was great at Carrier Family Farms. But so Jeff gave the Transportation Commission report. Actually, Marty did originally, so I don't have, I can expand if you like, Tim, on that. But would you like? I can expand? No? Okay. I won't. All right. Anyway, Jeff mentioned the employee appreciation night that Wayne Peabody organized on Saturday, April 23rd. Nice job, Wayne. That was very good. Wayne handed out service pins to the staff in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 plus year increments. That was a good gathering. Thank you very much for putting that together, Wayne. And good turnout too. And thank you for the invite. It was a pleasure. Danny Bungars asked me to announce the Stony Ford Rodeo Parade for him this year, as he had a family commitment, and that was on Saturday, April 30th. Used to participate in that parade with our Shrine Group, hadn't been to it for a number of years, but it was a real honor and privilege to call the parade. Had a good time, saw a lot of folks I hadn't seen in a long time. Went hung around the rodeo a little while that afternoon, and just it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Our sheriff was there, Glynn County Sheriff's Posse was there, and also the Lamb Derby princesses were there, and they looked great. Yeah, it was good to see them up there. And of course, Lamb Derby, it was fun. It was a blast. And thank you, Wayne, you and your team, for getting the golf carts all shined up. They looked good. And like Jeff said, thanks to NNS Tractor and Valley Truck and Tractor for the use of their Gator and their Kubota. So Steve, that was Steve, Public
that was
Works
Steve's
Crew.
Public Works.
Okay, very good.
Man, I saw part
yeah.
of your team.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Jim was running all over. I think he was in route to Calusa or somewhere. He finally ran out of battery. I don't know. We lost him along the line somewhere.
So he always puts the charger in the cart.
But
I was just trying to find out where that little battery was so I could turn on that little whoop, whoop, whoop light.
But it was it was a good time. And we were, what, third from the
we were
third
well,
from the end.
The police department was last.
The city council, we kind of know our spot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, but...
when we went by, people were already getting in their cars leaving. That's where we stood.
Because they knew we was coming.
But anyway, so it was fun. Had a good time. So anyway, that's all I have to report. So anyway, but I do think the Employee Appreciation, Staff Appreciation Day was great, Wayne. That was good.
Yeah. And by the way, I have two more service pins to hand out. My desk is in a disarray, but Mr. Dominican, he gets a 10-year pin for service between the Planning Commission and the City Council, and Mr. Yoder gets a 15-year pin for his service on the panel as well.
Dang. I was wondering why Nat texted me and goes, you've been on here since 2000? I said, am I that old?
Well, yes, we definitely appreciate everybody's work.
Okay, all right, moving on to item number 12, executive session. There is none tonight, and I'm item number 13, adjournment. So, the time is 7:57 p.m. and meeting adjourned. Thank you for attending.